to Compact Conversations, the show that compresses the day's AI news into 5 minutes. Today's lead is a study that pushes back on claims about AI's ability to do independent research. Researchers from Princeton and the UK AI Security Institute gave AI agents 6 days, $3,000 in API credits, and GPU access to try and write original AI research papers. They used Claude Opus 4.8 and GPT 5.6 Sol, the latest, most capable models from Anthropic and OpenAI. The original authors of unpublished NeurIPS papers then reviewed the AI-generated work, and the verdict was a flat reject. The Dakota reports that while these frontier models could handle the full research engineering process, they fell short on research judgment and creative problem solving. The study specifically notes the agents struggled with knowing when to abandon a failed approach. This contradicts recent claims from Anthropic and OpenAI that autonomous AI research is within reach, suggesting a significant gap remains in high-level scientific reasoning. One number to know today is $40 billion. That's OpenAI's annualized revenue run rate, confirmed by CNBC.
In a meeting with investors, CFO Sarah Friar said the company's enterprise business now exceeds its ChatGPT-led consumer side. She noted they entered the year expecting a 60-40 split, but enterprise accelerated faster than expected. The run rate increased 20% month over month in July, and business customers grew even faster, up 32%. Friar told investors the era of token maxing is over, with enterprise customers now focused on cost per unit of intelligence rather than raw token volume. In other news, Google has launched Gemini 3.7 Flash, just 3 weeks after its predecessor. InfoWorld reports the update is focused on coding, automation, and agent workflows. The company positioned it as its most intelligent workhorse model yet for those tasks, and it comes with a significant price cut, roughly half the cost of the 3.6 Flash model for production deployments. The release reflects a faster update cycle for Google's Flash series, while its more advanced Pro models follow a slower cadence. Analysts caution that the benchmark improvements are vendor claims until there's more independent production evidence. For enterprises, the relevance is whether these gains translate to fewer correction loops and less human oversight per task. Shifting gears, NVIDIA is moving into the model routing market with a new library called NeMo Switchyard. Model routing is a way to control AI inferencing costs by examining prompts and sending them to the most appropriate, often cheapest, model that can handle the task. InfoWorld notes interest in routing is growing, with Cloudflare recently introducing a model router and Stripe reportedly in talks to buy marketplace OpenRouter. NVIDIA's Switchyard provides a library for applying multiple routing approaches, letting developers build more efficient, controllable agents. And from the Decoder, Anthropic is testing whether Claude code can handle daily software maintenance internally. In a few weeks, the AI created 388 pull requests for tasks like crash fuzzing and dead code removal, with 46% merged after human review.
One thing to try is a free open source desktop app called Munder Difflin that lets you build a local AI agent clone to control your computer. It wraps command line agents you might already use, like Claude Code, so it works with your existing setup.
You give it your workflows, and it can run them on your machine while you're away. The developer says it supports 10 CLI agent providers out of the box. Features include a voice-based talk mode for orchestration, a shared memory system so agents can hand off work, and Slack or webhook triggers to start runs remotely. The creator built almost the entire project using Claude Code, which handled the Electron scaffolding and agent orchestration layer. If you're experimenting with local AI agents, this could be a way to tie them together without migrating your setup. That's Compact Conversations for Friday. More AI news tomorrow. Until then, happy prompting.